Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, how we doing on this really cold Tuesday in New York City? Evan and Tiki on The Fan, very, very busy show. We bring back an all another edition of Posted and Toasted coming up. We'll find out why John Mara really loves Joe Shane and kind of tolerates Brian Daboll. And I will debut a Jets stinko de 5-0 list. But as the New York Jets continue their coaching search, I have my preferences, which we will get into, and the latest on who they're interviewing. But I have been very curious and also very excited to hear my partner, Tiki Barber, publicly endorse a New York Jets coaching candidate, because I trust you. And I believe that you're an IFO, and I believe that the emotion that I have, you can kind of strip away.
Right, I'm not a troll either.
You're not a troll.
I'm not going to give you some random, bring back Adam Gase. I mean, you're interviewing everybody else that formerly coached there.
That's something,
but that's not me.
That's something Sean would do.
Yes.
But because you are in a troll, I need to know, because there's so much conversation. We'll have it today, 888-808-1019, on who the Jets should hire, what the Jets should do. And I even have a list. I have my ranking list. I have my endorsements. But for you, Tiki Barber, mm-hmm. as a guy that played the game, as a guy that got coached by various personalities, who should the New York Jets hire as head coach?
So it's become an interesting situation with the Jets because of, and I think we always knew this, but of recent, the impact that Woody has, or Woody could have, on who's going to take this job. And so as I was thinking about who's the best coach, like who can handle that type of situation? And as crazy as it sounds, and as I want to say down I've been on this guy, even though I shouldn't be because of the success that he's had in his second stop as a head coach, it's Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy.
So Mike McCarthy, we remember, had a ton of success in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Won a championship. And then he started getting wishy-washy with the offense, mm-hmm. with the play caller, with the offensive coordinator, and Aaron Rodgers got mad at him. And basically Aaron Rodgers forced him out of there type of thing. And I don't know what their relationship is. It doesn't matter, but we'll get to it in a second because obviously there could be some implications here. But then he leaves and he goes to Dallas. And Dallas is a unique place to work because Jerry Jones is as involved as a owner as any. Oh, we talk about, oh, what is Woody doing? Oh, is John Mara involved in XYZ? Trust me, Jerry Jones does that much more and times a thousand, right? He effectively was the general manager for the last decade. I think his son has now kind of taken over in that regard, but his hands are on everything. And it takes a certain kind of head coach to deal with that.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jason Garrett did it for a long time, and he had his levels of success. The reason he didn't ever really feel like he was on the hot seat or getting fired is because Jerry Jones realizes that there's only a certain amount of people that can handle Jerry Jones. And Mike McCarthy is one of them. Now, his contract is up. The Cowboys have the exclusive rights to negotiate for another, I don't know, 7 days, 8 days or something like that. But if Mike McCarthy wants to leave, and he might, I think the Jets would be an interesting stopping point for him, because just like what you said for any of these other guys that would come in here, Brian Flores, et cetera, Aaron Glenn, whoever, they will come here, and if they win, it's like you are the greatest thing in the world.
Right.
It's New York. The Jets are starved for success. Mike McCarthy can bring success. We've seen it in two stops. Now, in Dallas, they can't get past the first or second round.
Three straight 12-win seasons, though, right. Which I would sign for.
But they're always there.
Yeah.
Right, except for this year when Dak got hurt. So I think Mike McCarthy has some potential because he knows how to deal with an owner who's going to be intrusive.
Yeah.
Because he's dealt with it for the last 6 years in Dallas.
That is very interesting. But my follow-up would be, what does he do with the quarterback?
Right. And I knew it would get back to that.
Because, look, when interviews are taking place, whether it would be with Mike McCarthy, whether it's Brian Flores, whether it's Ron Rivera, I assume one of the questions that Woody Johnson and Mike Tannenbaum have to ask is, what is your plan quarterback, and does it involve Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. You know who we have under contract.
Right.
Tell me what your thoughts are on, I guess, probably one of the first five questions.
Doesn't it have to be?
That's asked. Of course it is, because he's the biggest name on your roster. Now, he's not the biggest star, because I think the young kids are becoming, you know, the bigger stars, per se, in the league. But Aaron Rodgers is the guy. He's like the massive elephant in that room. And they have a history, not a good history. But let's think back. Didn't Aaron Rodgers have a lot of success with Mike McCarthy?
Of course he did, yeah.
Right? Didn't they win a Super Bowl?
They did, yes, so they did.
Wouldn't it make a lot of sense for Aaron, who has not had success these last couple of years, well, obviously one because of injury, but to run it back with a guy who's familiar with how he operates? Mm. And so even if he is his quirky self, I'm talking about Aaron now, he's quirky self, he's got a head coach who knows how to deal with it, right? He knows how to get the best out of him. So it actually might make sense in an odd way that they reunite in a new organization.
Well,
and I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to love that, but if I'm Mike McCarthy, what else are you doing? It's the same conversation we've had with Beningo every time we have him on a Monday or after a Jet game. Well, who else are you going to have at quarterback? There's not a ton of great options when you're picking seventh in the draft this year. I guess free agency, but that's complicated as well because Aaron Rodgers is still there. You got to manage that situation.
Well, what I will like about your suggestion of Mike McCarthy is that as this process has begun, I want someone who's done it before.
Yes.
Like that is, it's not the end all be all, but it would be nice
to have somebody
with that experience. And Mike McCarthy doesn't just have experience. He's coached for 18 years in the NFL. And I think in 12 of those, he had winning seasons. And he's been in the playoffs in like 11 of them. Whatever the numbers are, they're very, very good. Now, he's had a lot of talent. No question about it.
But the Jets have a lot of talent.
They do. They have questions at quarterback. I don't know about the marriage between him and Aaron Rodgers.
But it's only going to be for a year.
Yeah.
Right? At max, it's 2 years.
Yeah, the only way the Aaron Rodgers remarriage works is if he restructures his contract. Mm. Because the cap situation, if you just bring him back for another year on the same contract he's on, kicks the can down the road in terms of how you got to pay the bill.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So bringing him back will be more costly in 25 and 26 and 27 as opposed to just ripping the Band-Aid off. So the only way I would consider it is if Aaron Rodgers is open to kind of ripping the contract up and making it easier to deal with over the next few years. I just think that has the makings of ending in a disaster.
I'm not saying it's ideal, I can't think of any of the other great candidates that it makes sense.
Well,
mainly because of the Woody thing.
Well, the first part you mentioned about McCarthy, though, I am intrigued by. The fact that he's dealing with Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's a veteran head coach. He's had success.
He's calm. Right? Never has those blow-up press conferences. Or he's never, like, angry or passive-aggressive. He's never any of that.
Yeah.
He just stands there, takes the music or, you know, takes it on the chin or whatever and just answers the questions and goes back and does his job.
I mean, 5 years in Dallas in which you have 3-12 win seasons, granted you don't have a lot of playoff success, and you're dealing with Jerry Jones and you're dealing with the scrutiny that comes with being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, I would actually say his 5-year run in Dallas has been sort of impressive as an outsider based on that.
Yeah, I mean,
so that part I'm intrigued by. It's the marriage with Rodgers that just doesn't work.
Yeah, I hear you, but what else can Rodgers do? And I think the other thing is, what else can the Jets do?
Well, what else can the Jets do, I guess, is continue to interview people. I'm trying to remember, I think they're interviewing somebody today, but I can't.
What about Rex?
Rex Ryan, that's right. What about Rex?
I thought it was already Rex's job. Didn't he say that?
Well, what Rex said was, if he gets an interview, he will get the job.
Yes.
Because he will light that room up, which he's doing right about now down in Florida with Woody Johnson and Mike Tannenbaum. The band is back together, and he's going to try to light the room up and convince Woody Johnson and Mike Tannenbaum that he's the best answer to be the coach of this team.
I can just hear it. Come on, guys. You know me.
I love the Jets. The Jets.
You know I love this team. You've heard me talking about it on my show.
I'm all about the Jets.
I'm all about the Jets. I moved back to Florham Park, get my old house back.
Look,
go to Starbucks and see Tracy Barber there. You know, her last name is Johnson. And say hello, Mrs. Barber, every day, even though it's Johnson.
Look, I have no problem with interviewing Rex Ryan. My attitude towards interviews is you should interview anybody. There's no negative to interviewing somebody. Maybe there's a piece of information you are going to learn that can benefit you down the road. So as a Jet fan, I'll start off by saying I am not anti-interviewing Rex Ryan. But the idea that this is the answer, that this is the roster stabilizing move, the franchise stabilizing move, and it's bringing back Rex Ryan, to me, would be a massive, massive mistake. And
same old Jets.
I don't say this as somebody that didn't like Rex Ryan. There's a lot of people that didn't. And a lot of people who thought he was too blustery and too loud.
I actually loved Rex Ryan.
Me too! I loved Rex Ryan.
I just don't love the... So first of all, he's a retread in general because he's been a head coach twice already. But he's like a double retread because he's going back to the same team that he left or was fired from.
Right, right.
So it's just odd. It's weird.
Well, there's like five problems with Rex, but I feel like I always have to start off by saying I love Rex Ryan.
Of course.
Because I do.
Of course.
Because this is not, like, no offense to you, Sean, hate to pick on you. If you go through Sean Morash's old Twitter feed, which maybe I have.
I don't know why you're catching shrapnel right now. We're talking about Rex Ryan. I don't know why he pulled
I'll explain in. Why, though. It's going to make sense.
I know why Evan's going to say that.
Right. So for our great segment that we do at 3:30, where we posted and toasted, I always do my research on old tweets. If you go through Sean Morash's old tweets about Rex Ryan, he says things like he's the worst coach in the history of football. He's a fat blowhard. Like, it is on and on with
That's because Brandon Jacobs created this fire between the Giants and Rex Ryan.
Tiki, Rex covered those banners, not Brandon Jacobs.
Bottom line is there are people out there that just never liked Rex Ryan. It happened on this radio station. Francesa would argue with Joe and I because Rex is a big fat blowhard, okay? He doesn't know what he's doing. He's this, he's that. He hated him. And we would argue with him because, to me, he was producing results. So I know that there is a side of the aisle, which includes Sean Morash, which includes Francesa, which includes many others, that have always hated Rex Ryan. I love Rex Ryan, but he's not the right guy for this job right now. And let me just give you one of the many reasons I'll give you. His last job in the NFL, not even as a head coach, because you can go back and become a coordinator again, was 2016 when the Buffalo Bills fired him.
It's true. It's a long time ago.
He has not been a coordinator since, and to Rex's credit, he's tried. He interviewed in Denver under Sean Payton. He didn't get the job. He interviewed in Dallas. He didn't get the job. So this is not, hey, Rex just went to TV and said, screw it, I'll never be a coordinator again. He did interview for coordinating jobs, but it's been 8 years since he's been on a sideline or in a booth with an NFL team.
Yeah.
He's been on ESPN.
That's a long time.
And it's scary.
This will be his ninth year.
And doesn't this sport move at such a pace of evolution being away for 8 years can be kind of concerning?
So we talked about the conversation that they'll have about Aaron Rodgers, whoever the head coaching candidate is. But I think the most immediate one before even Aaron Rodgers for Rex Ryan is, what's your staff going to look like?
Yeah, that's a big question.
Who are you hiring as your offensive coordinator, your offensive line coach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Defense, maybe you can have, because the old school defenses are still managing to have some success. Like, look at Vic Fangio.
Right.
That defensive scheme, even though there's some new adjustments to it, I mean, it's 15 years old, right? And it's still having a lot of success in the NFL. So defensively, you're not worried about it. But the offense in the NFL has changed significantly. So who is he bringing? And who is going to be his offensive coordinator? Who is going to manage Aaron Rodgers and that expectation that obviously is there? Or whoever your young quarterback, if it's a young quarterback, it's even more important, right? Who's grooming that kid? So the staff question is probably as important or maybe more important than the Aaron Rodgers question for a Rex Ryan.
And the staff question was also very questionable at the end of his tenure when guys like Tony Sperano and Marty Morningwig were the offensive coordinators.
Yes.
But I just fear that being away from this game, not that he hasn't watched football, but it's different. Watching the NFL and coaching in the NFL are very different things. So I wonder, 8 years later, without ever being a coordinator since, if he could just go back on the sideline and just pick up where he left off. Not that where he left off was good, because the end of his Jet tenure was bad. So the appeal of Rex Ryan is that he is so good in front of a microphone. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, will he win that press conference?
No doubt. That's why he's great on television.
Of course. And he's inspirational. As a Jet fan myself, he'll say things that want to make me run through a wall. But I don't think that's the right answer. And it just feels like something that would get a lot of attention. We'd all be like, whoa, this is crazy. And it would just be horrible.
Well, here's the thing. It would obviously get a lot of attention, but would it calm the noise?
No.
Would it quiet the fan base? Would they be accepting of the potential of Rex Ryan.
I think there would be, if they hired Rex Ryan, in my opinion, there would be a Jet fan civil war. Because there are Jet fans who love Rex like I do, but won't stop there. It will go with, bring him back, bring him back, bring back the bluster. He's the only guy that can fix this. And then there's a lot of Jet fans who say, what are we doing? This is a horrible, horrible decision.
Same old Jets.
So I think it would turn into a Jet fan civil war, but you hit on something about Mike McCarthy that I do find very, very appealing. And that is calming the waters of a franchise that is a mess.
Right. He is a grown-up in the room.
He is a grown-up.
Even with the Aaron Rodgers drama, you never heard it from his side.
Right.
It was always, not Aaron's himself, but Aaron's people saying, this is what's going on. It always came from the Aaron Rodgers side. It never came from the Mike McCarthy side. He just kind of always just, okay, yeah, it is, yeah. You know, we'll work through those things and we'll get it figured out.
Right.
That's how he was in Dallas.
Right.
With the whole Dak stuff and bringing Zeke back. Like, it just always feels like even when it's not going well, you don't notice it through him.
Well, and also the biggest criticism he's faced is some of the decisions he's made come postseason time.
Yes.
If right now, this could change in 5 years, but as of right now, I long for us screaming and yelling about playoff decisions.
I agree, 100%.
That sounds like
I want to fire my coach because he can't win playoff games.
Yes, I urge that. I would love to have that as a Jet fan. So Tiki has said Mike McCarthy. I am anti-Rex Ryan, though I'm okay with the interview, and we've just been informed that the interview has concluded. Right, Sean? It's over.
It is over. During this open, Rex Ryan has left the meeting.
Oh, so he's probably in the car. You think he could call in?
What about Rex?
888-808-1019.
No, please, it's not. Rex. It's not a good idea.
Why?
Because Rex, I admit this, I'm going to raise my hand.
Huh?
Rex Ryan is so good at inspiring.
Yeah, that you would be bought in.
I'd be in his cult.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
He would just get me so fired up by the time the interview ended or the discussion ended, I'd say, screw it, Tiki! Bring Rutz back!
Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets.
See, I know
it's
this.
Funny. Stuff like that just sounds right.
It sounds amazing. In fact, these clips that Tommy are playing, it's already working on me.
Because it's pro wrestling. That's why you love it. It's pro wrestling.
Isn't that half of it? Especially when you're trying to motivate a fan base.
Of course. And a team.
Galvanize a team
because,
around everybody.
Because you know what? Emotionally, it will work. But at the end of the day, will it work? Mm. And the answer is no. The answer is
no. You don't
know
that.
Do you think... If Rex becomes the coach of this team, and you said it, we have no idea who his offensive coordinator would be. We have no idea, though we'll get to it in a few minutes, what his plan would be at quarterback. Like, do you think ultimately, like I said yesterday about the Giants, we're going to be sitting here a year from now, and they're going to fire everybody. That's my honest prediction. If they hired Rex Ryan, do you believe it would work, Teak?
I actually do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You do?
And I don't know how long it would last, but I do think it would work.
We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, one of the most important questions Rex Ryan was asked at his meeting today, the same question every quarterback or every coach will be asked, is what will you do with Aaron Rodgers? Well, the difference between Rex Ryan and everybody else is that Rex talks into a microphone for a living. So we know what he would do with Aaron Rodgers. We'll let you take a listen and decide, does this disqualify him as head coach material of the New York Jets? Plus, who should it be? Should it be Brian Flores? Should they just throw everything at Mike Vrabel? Is Tiki right that Mike McCarthy is the calming influence? 888-808-1019. Rex Ryan just completed his interview with Woody Johnson and Mike Tannenbaum. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll let you know a new name that's been added to the Jet interview list. But one of the questions every single coach, prospective coach, will be asked about is the quarterback in the room, Aaron Rodgers. What will they say? Do they want him back? Do they not want him back? Would they want him back on certain circumstances? And with a lot of these guys, it's a mystery. You know, you mentioned Mike McCarthy. We don't know what Mike McCarthy would want. But in the case of Rex Ryan, we know because he speaks on TV every day. So I take you back to Sunday, ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown. Teddy Bruschi is saying, boy, if I'm the Jets, I would not let Aaron Rodgers leave me.
I just think that you can't let players like this walk out the door because I still think there's good football in him.
I think you can let a guy walk out the door when he's not committed to the team. And that, to me...
If that's the way he is, Rex, absolutely.
Well, you can't tell me that that hasn't been the case. I mean, this is a guy that that wasn't at mandatory minicamp. Enough said.
I mean, he's not wrong.
But he is wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's wrong.
He is not
he
wrong.
He was at the non-mandatory minicamp okay. all spring. He missed one
Great.
Day.
Then go to Africa before. Go to Africa when you have the non-mandatory minicamp. I honestly don't understand that. We never really dug deep into that, but why not go 2 weeks earlier?
Well, maybe he scheduled the vacation long before the minicamp schedule was out. And he was there for most of it.
Don't you know that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes,
would you know
do.
That?
Yes, you
do.
Do
you think he purposely planned it to miss?
I don't know what he did. I have no idea. It doesn't make any sense, to be honest with you.
Rex Ryan further talked about this when he did a radio interview on ESPN.
And you have a guy that doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp, and by the way, he's your quarterback, coming off an injury. I think that's an absolutely ridiculous message you sent to the team. And so, you know, obviously, if he comes back, things would be different. I don't. If he's back, it ain't going to be the country club. You know, show up whenever the hell you want to show up. That ain't going to happen. So I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I'll leave this at that, Rex. You're not coaching Aaron Rodgers. Like, even if you get the job, and by the way, I appreciate Rex's honesty, even if I disagree with the sentiment about the mandatory minicamp, which we debated back in May. But clearly, that's not working.
No.
So he made it very clear in those interviews, and I'm sure he made it clear today with Woody, unless he was just blowing smoke, Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Well, do you think Woody wants Aaron Rodgers? Because we remember 2 years ago, before Aaron Rodgers signed here with the New York Jets, everybody was enamored with him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Woody, the head coach, Robert Saleh, even the defensive coordinator, Olbrich, everybody. Obviously, Nate Hackett's one of his best friends. Players, everybody was enamored with getting Aaron Rodgers here, including Woody Johnson.
Right.
Now, Woody at some point floated the idea, and he says now in hindsight that it was hypothetical. Well, what if we sat Aaron Rodgers down and started Tyrod Taylor
right.
instead?
He was joking.
Right? He was joking, right? Tongue in cheek, right? But do you think that Woody is fully on board with Aaron Rodgers, or is Woody ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers?
So there's two ways to answer this. There's what I hope Woody is thinking and what I think Woody is thinking.
And?
I believe Woody prefers to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. I believe Woody Johnson is so frustrated from this season, especially the check he writes, which is different. He's the owner of the team.
Right. But
he wrote Aaron a massive check, and he's gotten very little on his return.
Right, but that money is already it's sunk.
I get it.
It's a sunk cost. He already spent it.
If I had to guess based on the results, based on the fact that he was jokingly talking about benching him 3 weeks into the season, I think Woody wants him gone. Now, if Woody Johnson is a good owner, he sits through these interviews with an open mind. Mm. And says, sell me on the best course of action. Because if we're being intellectually honest about the Aaron Rodgers situation,
right?
If we are, like if we're open-minded to it, we don't either hate him or love him, and we're not fully convinced one way or the other what you should do, you have to hear what the plan is. What is your plan, Brian Flores, specifically? Do you want him back? And if you don't want him back, who's your quarterback? What's your plan? Same thing, obviously, with the general managers. What is your plan?
Right.
So Rex Ryan clearly showed us, hey, I'll bring Rodgers back, but it ain't going to be no country club. And he's going to apologize to the team in front of the locker room.
I don't think he needs to apologize to the team in front of the locker room. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't go over the top because then you embarrass him. Right? Then you're just trying to emasculate him. And Aaron Rodgers, you don't need to do that to him. Right? He's still Aaron Rodgers.
Or you just get rid of him, which is what I think
right.
Rex would do.
Probably.
But then if Rex's plan in his meeting today was, I'm getting rid of Aaron Rodgers because ain't going to be no country club. Okay, Rex, who's your quarterback? Because that was part right. of the issue when you were here.
Right.
Who's your quarterback?
After Sam hit his limit.
Mark Sanchez.
I mean, Mark Sanchez
yeah.
hit his limit.
Like, what's your plan then?
Right.
Other than making us all run through walls and the defense is going to be the 85 Bears, what's your plan? But clearly, and we don't know this about any of the other coaches, we're just guessing, clearly Rex Ryan would be done with Aaron Rodgers. So to Joe, who I know is a fan of Rex and bringing Rodgers back, that's a contradiction.
It is.
Because I didn't hear anything from those clips that would lead you to believe the Rex Ryan-Aaron Rodgers marriage could work. That would end horribly.
All right, so we've heard Mike McCarthy. We've heard Rex Ryan.
Mm.
Who do you want?
Who do I want? I will give you a public endorsement in the next 15 minutes. Mm. But let's get to your... What? You got to turn your mic up.
Thank you, Francesa. There is a new candidate that's emerged. The Jets have requested an interview
with. Yes, they've added a name to the list.
Oh, so you knew this already.
Go ahead.
Darren Rizzi.
Darren Rizzi, special teams coach of the New Orleans Saints. The interim head coach of the New Orleans Saints. That's an interesting addition to the list. Because Darren Rizzi was the interim head coach of the New Orleans Saints. How often does an interim head coach then proceed to get a job elsewhere?
Never.
And by the way, the Saints got better when he took over. They closed 3-5.
Oh, I lie. I'm lying to you. I'm absolutely lying to
you. Who you got?
Dan Campbell.
No, but that was years later.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Todd Bowles,
right.
too.
Right, of course.
I mean, like, interim coach into coaching another team.
Immediately. No.
I don't know if that's ever happened.
Antonio Pierce, but that was just his team.
That's his team. Jason Garrett, his team. I'm talking about you're an interim. It would be like if Jeff Ulbrich got a job coaching the New England Patriots. Which would be great.
Technically, Bruce Arians.
Bruce. Oh, because he filled in.
Yes.
When I forget his
Pagano
name.
Pagano was sick.
Pagano got sick.
There you go.
Was it the next year?
I don't know if it was the next year, but that one is almost like a, I don't know if it counts the same. Because he wasn't really, he was the interim coach.
I think it was
because
the next year.
Needed somebody. Well,
but he won coach of the year.
He was the interim
coach and won coach of the year. And then he went to Arizona and won a coach of the year the next year.
Right away. Yep. Right.
So that would be the only one.
What I will say about Rizzi, even though that would not excite me, and I don't think it excites any Jet fan, is I've always been intrigued by a special teams coordinator going on and becoming a head coach. John Harbaugh used that experience to go to the next level, and that's Darren Rizzi's experience with New Orleans and before that with Miami. He's a longtime special teams coordinator, and that is a part of coaching in which you have your hand in everything.
Right.
And I believe you're more equipped to be an NFL head coach when you're doing that as opposed to being a coordinator on one side of the ball.
No, you are, because you know how to talk to the entire team.
Yes.
Everybody, even if they're not on special teams, they're all... You have to have a special teams responsibility.
Yes.
Even the quarterback is probably the backup holder.
Yes.
Right, you know what I mean? So
that's why I wanted Brent Boyer to be the interim head coach when they fired Robert Saleh, not Jeff Ulbrich.
Which what it should have been.
Yeah.
But clearly, it was Woody Johnson making this determination because he thought that Jeff Ulbrich, meaning who was going to be the interim coach, it was Woody making this decision because he thought that Jeff Ulbrich, who is loved by his team, was going to be the spark.
I will not only give you a full Evan Jet head coaching endorsement, I'll give you a power rankings coming up in a few minutes. But let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Justin is in Cranford, Connecticut. Good afternoon, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Justin?
What's up?
I just want to say that I proudly represent what I believe to be the largest contingent of Jet fans, miserable Jet fans at that, and we all want Rex back. Mm. And all I got to say, I mean, the baseline for me is that our fandom, it's just been so bad for the past 15 years. And you think about the head coaches that bring something to the table, Parcells, Edwards, Ryan. I mean, it's a product, right? This is supposed to be entertainment. Our lives have been terrible for 15 years. Rex actually brings excitement and enthusiasm to football for us fans. So bottom line, I'd take that. Even if he doesn't win, if we don't even go back to the playoffs, I'd rather have fun than be miserable. Love you guys.
Well, okay, but if you're giving me the choice, like you're telling me my future, and you're saying, all right, guys, the Jets' playoff list streak will continue for the next 5 years. I'm just telling you right now, you're not making the playoffs for the next 5 years. I already know this. And you have a choice. You could try your hand with Aaron Glenn, try your hand with Brian Flores, or Rex Ryan will be the coach, and there'll be some fun every week. He'll say some cool things. He'll get into trouble. We'll talk about feet again. And while they'll lose with some flair. And you're giving me the choice, and I'm losing either way, sure. But I'm not going into a coaching search the way our last caller is, which is accepting that the Jets are just going to suck for the rest of time. I am trying to find the way where this organization can turn itself around the way the Lions have.
Yeah. But it's, I think it's a deeper plan. So we're talking about the head coach, but you also need the general manager. You need the head coach GM to be on the same page and having the same ideal, because that's what happened in Detroit. Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, there was a process you could tell that they went through to not only come together, but to build the roster and bring in the type of assistant coaches that they wanted. I mean, I was just looking at their coaching staff. I think I was looking at it yesterday because I wanted to see who was the coordinator under Ben Johnson or the quarterback coach, because if he leaves, he's going to have to build his own staff, right? And there's so – it's Martin Grinnell, by the way. There's so many, like, former football players like that we all know
right.
on that roster. And it's unique. You don't see that very often in the NFL. I mean, there are guys on one or two guys on a roster, but like five former players or coaches on Dan Campbell's roster, which is, it's pretty amazing. And so I think there's something to that, especially because guys are now starting to want to do that as a profession. When I left, guys didn't want to be coaches. It's now starting to be that way.
Tom is in Branchburg, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, so this is why I called. I mean, John Harbaugh's a convenient name drop, but, I mean, Joe Judge crashed and burned in this very town as a special teams coordinator that became head coach.
But there's no, Tom, there's no perfect elixir to finding a great head coach.
Yeah, but so. that was more about Joe Judge, less about Joe Judge as a coordinator.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, I think that trait of you of doing that job probably better equips you to be a head coach initially.
And Tom, what we were just talking about, literally with Ben Johnson, he hired all of his college buddies, right, for his staff. Like, they had no idea what they were doing on an NFL level.
Yeah, so, Evan, I think what you're missing here is the reality of the situation. Like, Civil War is a perfect term, but the reality is we just came off the most exciting time to be a Jets fan with a draft that landed Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson. We bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback. Most exciting time ever. The commonality was we have a joke of an owner.
Yeah.
Maybe he's good at making Band-Aids in the pharmaceutical world, but as long as you're basing things off of Madden ratings, you're never going to bring in a good GM. You're not going to attract free agents. So the commonality here is as long as we have a joke of an owner, we're going to stink. We're doomed to stink. So why not do it with the bluster and the bravado of Rex Ryan?
Because,
I'm endorsing him.
Because, no, I appreciate it. Because I can't just assume that because Woody is a terrible owner, and he is, I admit that. I'm hoping he changes. I'm hoping the embarrassment of this season causes Woody Johnson, even though he denied that athletic story profusely the other day to Brian Costello, saying it's not true. I'm hoping that the embarrassment will change things. And I can't, as a fan, just accept, well, we're going to suck, so let's just have some fun.
Right.
That's what our first caller said. Like, I can't go down that road. I still have to be naive enough to think maybe you find the right guy that changes everything. And here's the reality. Hiring Joe Douglas and hiring Robert Saleh came from a nice, good place, right?
Yes.
They both were very highly regarded. It didn't work. And I can't say it didn't work because of Woody Johnson. I'd say it didn't work because Robert Saleh failed. Because Joe Douglas failed, even though he had his good moments in drafts. So I hate to say this, but we have no choice as fans. You want to continue to try to find the right combination that wins. I can't sit here and just accept, well, they're going to suck, so let's do it with bluster. We have really hit rock bottom as a fandom if that's where we are. If where we're at is, we're going to suck forever anyway, let's have some fun.
I don't think you can think of it that way. I think you have to think of Rex Ryan as he's going to come with some new ideas. He's also going to come with the right kind of energy that this team needs. It's not I'm figuring it out as I go. It's I've had success, and this is how we're going to get there.
Right.
It's almost just confidence in the plan.
Well, what is the plan?
I don't know. I mean, obviously there's talent here, but so much of it has got to depend on who's the quarterback and what scheme are we running.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just there's so much to it to think about, but the first thing you got to start with is who's going to lead it.
That's going to be the key question that's going to help determine what we're looking at over the next 3 or 4 years. Are we looking at more slop and crap over the next 3 or 4 years? More embarrassment? Or in our darkest hour? What did Aaron Rodgers say? In our darkest hour, dawn will appear.
The night is darkest before the dawn.
Yes! Yeah. So right now, it's nighttime and it is pitch black outside. I cannot see. And we assume that nighttime is going to last forever. That's what some of our Jet fan callers have already said. We're going to be destined for failures forever. And maybe when we least expect it, Darren Rizzi comes to save our day.
We're going
to
rise again.
You never know. What are you looking at over there?
No, I'm intrigued. Just watching him, taking mental notes here on what Evan's thought process is.
Well, what am I wrong about? Would you accept that the Jets are just going to be bad forever and they should just have fun with it?
Not at all.
Okay, so then what? What's your opinion?
My opinion?
I actually don't really want to know. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
I'm not trolling at all. My opinion is if you're not hiring a retread head coach, like I would agree with Tiki on Mike McCarthy, I have come to the determination last 48 hours. I'm all in on Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn.
I am. I am. I think he comes from that Campbell coaching tree, as Tiki alluded to, a former player.
So you're endorsing Aaron Glenn, and you're doing it from an IFO perspective.
IFO.
You don't think this is going to crash and burn?
I got to be honest.
honest with you, from an IFO perspective, I'm tired of watching the Jets be garbage. And if the Giants have no guarantees of not being garbage, I want some playoff football here in January.
Hold on, I'm writing this down. So Tiki's endorsing Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
You're endorsing Aaron Glenn. Who are you endorsing, Loogie? Tommy DeVito?
For the Jets head coach, I am endorsing Brian Flores.
Brian Flores, that's a good one. Okay.
And Josh McCown is the offensive coordinator.
Listen, man. I don't hate that.
Great head of hair.
I'll give you my full endorsements and list coming up in a few minutes. Let's go to Pat North Caldwell. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Evan, I got a question for you. I thought I'd make a point.
Yeah.
If you talk about the New York Jets, what's their identity been the last 15 years, Evan?
Being an embarrassment. Being an absolute joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The last time this team had an identity, a culture, anything for the fans to look forward to, was when Rex Ryan was here.
I agree.
Now, it didn't end great, and I'm going to be honest with you. Every time Beningo comes on the radio and we'll talk about Rex, I would laugh in his face. I did not want Rex.
Right.
The last few weeks, I'm telling you now, man, they need to bring Rex back. Because the first thing he's going to do when he comes in that building, because what do we lack? Discipline? We lack guys who care? We lack anything as a New York Jets franchise. The owner stinks, but at least Rex can deal with him. I think Rex comes back. He hires whoever he got to hire, Lewis Riddick, because he works for him at ESPN. Even bring in Orlovsky, I don't care. But I think Rex has learned enough being away from the game that he'll bring culture back to the New York Jets and give us something to root for because it's garbage, Evan. We can't watch
it. No, it's of course it's garbage. And, like, the first thing you said, obviously I could relate to. If I sat here and argued about my best head coach as a Jet fan in my lifetime, and I don't go as far back as Joe. I don't remember Weeb Eubank. And it's funny, when I was at the Jet game on Sunday with Jet, Jet's asking me a lot of questions, as kids do. And he said, is our coach good? And I said, no, he's an idiot. And then he said, who's our greatest head coach ever? It's a great question by a kid.
Yeah.
And I said, his name is Weeb Eubank. And his response was, what a great response by an 8-year-old. Why isn't he coaching them now? To which I said, well, unfortunately, he's not with us. And it was a long time ago. And here's my point on why I tell you that story. Weeb Eubank is the greatest coach in Jet history. I loved Rex Ryan. He's a wonderful coach in Jet history. Bill Parcells, for the brief time he was here, wonderful coach in Jet history. Just because you're one of the better coaches in history doesn't mean you should come back.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'll give you a specific example. Your guy was pretty good. Tom Coughlin was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
How come we're not screaming to hire him back? Because there are moments in time in which you know it's just over, man.
Yeah.
And I know with Tom, it's, well, he's old. It's more than that. Even if he wasn't older, you wouldn't be screaming to bring him back.
Well, he didn't get a shot after he left the Giants.
You're right, he didn't. And I think a lot of that was age-related.
Of course it was.
Like, when the Mets went through dark times, did we need to bring back Davey Johnson? When the Mets went through dark times, did they need to bring back Bobby Valentine? So your argument of Rex was great, I know Rex was great. I sat here on this radio station arguing with everybody about how wonderful Rex was. But that doesn't mean that's your answer 16 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if things don't work out with Mendoza, are we going to scream for Bobby Valentine, Tommy?
Absolutely not.
If things don't work with Aaron Boone, go scream for Joe Torre. Do it.
But Girardi.
Well, Girardi, yeah. would people do that, though?
You might have some.
Yeah, that one's actually
I just like to point out, though, in all fairness, Evan, you did spend 4 hours of your life watching a television show last night that featured Hulk Hogan, The Rock, The Undertaker, and John Cena.
And what was the worst part of the television show last night? Okay, so it's not like I was
fair point,
along.
But people like the past sometimes. So if you can mix,
the people love the past. Did you hear the reaction?
What about bringing Rex Ryan on as maybe a motivational speaker for the team with a head coach?
Well,
there?
I thought
involving Rex in. I'm serious, involving Rex in the organization, maybe even as a coordinator. I doubt he would take something like that.
Well, he interviewed for a coordinator position.
He did. He interviewed for the Denver job, the Dallas job. I thought about coordinator job. The problem on why Rex is unhirable in that spot, Tommy, is that he's already shown he'll take that knife out and stab anybody. Mm. So if Mike McCarthy is the head coach who Tiki's endorsed, and Mike says, you know what? I'm going to throw a bone to the Jet fans. Let me get myself an experienced DC. I'm going to bring Rex in. On paper, I'd sign for that. But you tell me right now, Mike McCarthy's the head coach. Rex is running the defense. Let's go. And Rex could have like a weekly press conference, which they do anyway, the coordinators. And he'll make us run through all. The problem is, aren't we going to wait for the fangs to come out?
Yeah, but doesn't Rex get all the glory without all the pressure? You're the defensive coordinator that could run his mouth. You could be here for the next 20 years, and you're never going to get fired because people love you. Isn't that like, and you're getting paid while you're back in the limelight?
You're the head coach in waiting, so to speak.
Well, but the head coach in waiting is the bad
part. That's the problem.
That's actually the problem. You're right that when you're a coordinator,
You come with a little less heat. And because Rex is so loved, if that plan happened, McCarthy's the head coach, Rex is the DC, and it works, Rex would get an inordinate amount of love as compared to other coordinators.
And he would be great as the DC.
You're right. No, I'm not against it. My only issue with it is I'm afraid he'd stab McCarthy in the back as soon as he got the shot. That's my problem. He'd start criticizing.
Who knows if they even have a relationship? God, you know how many people would be going through his TV
to see what he said about McCarthy?
What he said his TV clips.
To Evan
see what
would
he
be.
Said about McCarthy.
I'd be. In fact, I was.
I promise you, they're not all good.
I was about to tell Sean, can you start working on that?
Everything. Wrong network.
More of your calls next. I'll give you my official power rankings on where I would go as Jet head coach, and we have to address it. Something shocking that came out of last night's Nick Lawson.